Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That's just trash, man. Take that back to the soccer field, okay?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
DJ Frederick, he is a bum. He's a bum, he's a bum, he's a bum.
And James Strebel.
That's where you got your points, big mouth. I can't stand his ass.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It's not the same thing, Timmy. You're Gonzaga, we're Kentucky. Daddy Calipari told little Mark Fuey where we're playing, big boy. You sit and you take it, and then you take the L. Just like you take the L every time you play against a big, strong, athletic, fast basketball team while your slow butts running on the court, preening your mustache while you get crammed on. Get ready, big Timmy. I can't wait to see those tears. I can't wait to Cal wake at your ass.
All right, so we're back at it, 5 o'clock hour. As always, presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Find them online, coxeslouisville.com. Get there. Get your stuff for this week. Thanksgiving, all the watch parties, Governor's Cup coming up on Saturday, and everything else. Yeah. I think I might go to the Governor's Cup.
Are you going to head out there?
Yeah.
It's going to be a little warmer this weekend, so it won't be as bad.
Then Blank's going to be out there.
No, he's not.
Blank's going to be in Lexington.
Wow. Now, I don't know
how
that's going to go.
He is.
He's gone.
Should I try to be around the sheriff and say,
yes,
everyone move out of the way?
Yeah, you got to get a...
Do Kentucky fans out in the, you know, out in not the 502, they don't know totally the legend of the sheriff.
Well,
they only know through...
I don't know.
When Matty Banks has mentioned him a couple times.
Boom. That's why I think they kind of know who he is, because he's been mentioned on KSR a few times.
By the way, Banks is battling Kyle Tucker.
I heard. I haven't seen it yet, but I did hear that...
So apparently Matt
who
said
threw
some,
shade first?
Matt said
it?
Something on the air apparently about...
Kyle
Tucker?
Know.
Yeah. Well, about the media not...
Grilling Cal?
Yeah, Grilling Cal.
Tucker asked some pretty tough questions last night. I'll go Team Tucker on this. Plus, his piece at The Athletic today was, I mean, it scorched John Calipari.
He says, Matt Jones, who hasn't showed up to a press conference in months to ask Cal his allegedly hard-hitting question, tells you, quote, the media is afraid of Calipari. That doesn't make it true.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. There it is.
You want to know what Matt said back?
But did he say, he responded?
Yeah.
I'm not shocked.
He said, Kyle Tucker is the best UK reporter we have had since Chuck Culpepper. I think he is as talented as they come. For a decade plus, I picked at reporters and tried to start internet fights with them. It was a mistake then, and I am not starting again now. Life is too short.
Wow. He bent the knee to Tucker. I'm stunned by that. I'm absolutely stunned. Tucker called him out. Matty Banks, he had to back down a little bit there.
You guys are a mess right now. You need to get everything together. Football's a mess. Basketball's a mess. Mitch Barnhart's giving $8, $9 million
to
when
Mark
he could have just given it to, like, Urban Meyer.
Right.
You know,
somebody
something like
else.
That.
Exactly. No, I'm with you. It is a mess. Winning cures all. Until they start winning games, this is how it's going to be. We've seen this with Louisville fans. Now we're getting a dose of it. It's Kentucky fans. They have had football the last few years. They've had basketball the last few years. They've been fighting with each other. They've been yelling at their coaches. They've been yelling at the media. All this is now happening to Kentucky in both sports. Now, Louisville's still dealing with it in basketball. They're still, like, they're not scot-free with basketball. So, but they got a little bit of
football.
Given
they're 0-for, what are they, 3? Were they 0-3?
0-3, they can't get recruits. Yeah. That's a whole other thing. But with football, they got a little bit of a feel good, even though, as we talked about in the 4 o'clock hour, we're not sure they actually like their coach.
Well, they don't. They haven't showed up to the game.
They don't go to the game.
They don't go to the game.
Which is still stunning to me.
437-9680. You know what it is?
What is it?
Giving Mark Stoops like $9 million is having a fantasy, and your fantasy is your life now.
Yeah. Like that. Like that's like okay.
That's Mitch Barnhart.
Yeah. This is great.
His fantasy is just being Mitch Barnhart.
It's
Mark Stoops. Like his fantasy is not, you know, something like you have these exotic fantasies you tell me and Jack about off the air all the time.
No.
You want to tell us any of those fantasies?
I don't have any fantasies. No. But
if you had a fantasy and it's like your fantasy was your life now, that'd be lame.
I don't know. I'm pretty happy with
that. No, it'd be lame. If you're like my fantasy, I fell asleep and I had this wild dream where you wake up and you're like, man, for
it's not
a second,
to me.
You're like, I wish this were my life. Well, okay, then you're Mitch Barnhart. Then
that's
you're giving
fine.
$9 million to Mark Stoops.
Yeah, that's fine.
Instead of Urban Meyer, instead of a little danger.
Yeah,
right.
I don't need.
Who would
danger.
You have wanted if you knew $9 million a year?
Yeah.
If they were willing to do that, who would you ask for?
Ooh, I mean, Urb is up there. Lane Kiffin's up there. I got Urban Meyer. I got Lane Kiffin. Oh man, those are my top two. I kind of like Lincoln Riley.
Yeah,
Lincoln
Riley's sexy. Okay, settle down. Now you're doing too much.
That's $9 million.
Yeah, but like Ole Miss isn't going to pay $9 million.
You think USC's going to pay $9 million?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, they're already paying what? I mean, Lincoln Riley's got to be making what?
Probably less than Mark Stoops.
Well,
Mark
no, he is making less than Stoops. That's the point.
If you went and offered him $9 million, USC's been kind of half pregnant on football for a while, ever since Pete Carroll left. They've been kind of flirting with being good and not being good. So I don't know if they would ante up if Barnhart came in and said $9 million.
Oh no,
boom,
Lincoln Riley, $110 million contract.
Oh, never mind, I'm wrong then. For some reason, I thought Stoops made more than him now because I was going to be angry about that. If I was Lincoln Riley,
basically the same.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it would be somebody like that. If that $9 million is a throw around, yeah, Ole Miss is good. Urban Meyer, and then those are my dream ones. Yeah, those two.
So you going Lane Kiffin, Lincoln Riley, Urban Meyer. So that is having a fantasy. You are doing
what? Football fantasy.
Yeah, you're having a football fantasy.
Yeah, it's a football fantasy.
Arkansas leads 2-0.
Yeah. Oh, it's on. I didn't even know it was on.
We've lost Jack in this game now. He's done.
He's tuned out.
Jack tweeted something last night. Look at such and such hedge. Look at him hedge. It wasn't hedging, but it was something about beating the trap or something.
Arkansas scores in their first possession. L. Ellis barely gets the ball up the court before a 10-second violation, and then Sid Curry turns it over.
Yeah. Sid Curry's trying to fight that guy. He's got a little chippy underneath.
That might be the way. Mitchell, come here. All right, we can't live tweet.
No, we can't.
This is bad radio.
Well, you started it. I didn't even say anything.
Just every here or there, we'll do that.
Yeah, okay.
Because otherwise, people will just go listen to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of us.
Yeah.
What to get Jack and Struble to battle again? Would you like at all? Because they battled in the 3 o'clock hour, and then Struble, when we were off the air, he hates Timmy.
He exploded even more.
Yeah, and expletives and everything else.
Yeah.
So, can you say something good about Timmy? Would you bend the knee at all to Drew Timmy after last night? After he shamed you.
He's a nice player for Gonzaga.
He embarrassed you.
He embarrassed you. He makes Gonzaga fans happy. That's it. That's all I'll say. There are players on his own team that were better than him last night. That Bolt guy was better than him.
Bolt.
He was better than him. He's better than him.
Bolton.
Yeah, Bolton. That's what it
is. Julian Strother was really good, too.
They both were better than Drew Timmy last night. Because, again, Drew Timmy did the majority of his work against poor Lance Ware, who can't play basketball.
Yeah, that's your backup. That's your main backup.
Yeah, but then maybe Oscar should have gotten into foul trouble. Oh, wait, he kept fouling Drew Timmy as he went by him over and over again.
Yeah, phantom fouls. Yeah, we know how it is when you're guarding Drew Timmy. We know what happens. We all know what
little
happens.
Phantom foul.
Little phantom fouls. Yeah, some phantom calls.
When did
you
sound
so much like Blank right now, man?
You really do.
It's not my team's fault. I got to blame the Zebras. It's the ref's fault. No. Look at the ref. No, look at my team. My team has issues. No, it couldn't possibly be anything. Oscar's the best player to ever play basketball.
I'm not saying that, and I say my team does have issues. But I also say that the obvious thing that everybody knows, that A, Drew Timmy gets calls when fouls are involved. B, Drew Timmy walks and it doesn't get called. And C, Drew Timmy's a fine college basketball player.
He wiped that booty up. He wiped that booty up.
Bolton and Strothman.
Bolton.
Yes, Strothman did. Not Drew
Strother.
Timmy. Strother, whoever. Those two guys did.
Julian Strother and Rasir Bolton.
Did he even have double-digit rebounds, Drew Timmy?
Let's see.
Texas says, Matt Jones said on the show that media doesn't call out Cal because he'll get banned like KSR did. Yeah, but here's the thing. The majority of media, they don't get access to Cal.
No.
So Kyle Tucker does. So if you want to pick on Tucker, but I mean, like, I mean, I don't get access to Cal.
No.
So if, you know, if ESPN Louisville went there and asked a quote unquote difficult question,
like
we have nothing to lose.
Yeah, I mean,
there's nothing to lose.
Yeah.
By the way, Arkansas just shoots bad threes.
Yeah. So far, they've only shot bad threes.
They've taken like five bad threes.
Uh oh, Mitch.
Uh oh, Mitch.
Mitch sweating a little bit early.
Mitchell
on.
Hannigan's worried.
Yeah, he
bus
is.
Bus is a fraud.
That would be funny. It really would be funny.
It would be funny.
Texas says, take UofL money line. Okay, yeah, I don't believe that. I don't believe you took UofL money line.
No, not
how about
at all.
That?
No, no, not one ounce of believability there.
Stoops' contract. You can't stop watching the Cards right now.
No, I can talk about Stoops' contract.
I'm just...
No, it's silly. It's a silly contract for no reason. Mark, I don't know what the power is. It's like Mitch Barnhart is just so scared of losing Mark Stoops. And is it because he doesn't want to hire a football coach? He doesn't want to go into the slime?
He doesn't think he can do better. No, that's what it is. He's the guy that buys every gift for his girlfriend.
If you're willing to spend that money, then you can do better. That's where I throw it back at Barnhart's. Like, no, you can do better.
Arkansas just airballed a three.
Yeah,
oh,
they're not
Mitch.
Shooting very well.
Oh, this is the Mitchell Hannigan curse.
But
oh, no. Mitch did it. Yeah, Mitch cursed Must Bus.
He did. He cursed Must Bus. And he gave KP.
What if Mitch put like $1,000 on this game?
Oh man,
$1,000.
No, what if he did?
I would.
We need to find out for Mitch
also,
how much money
also,
he has.
I think you might
this.
Be a couple possessions behind.
Well, we are. We're a couple behind.
Tall just hit a three.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that.
Playing watching stats broadcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's be known before the play.
Oh,
happens.
Man. I've watched one game with Entz, and he's calling out who scored and everything.
He stopped doing that.
You're the worst person to watch a game
at
with.
At the end of the Michigan State game, he asked me, do you want me to spoil it for you? I was like, no, of course not. And he goes, I'm just going to tell you if you need to go to the studio. And I was like, Entz, it'll be 5 seconds. If it's it can be 5 seconds later.
I don't like that, Entz.
No, he used to do that you know, like a year or 2 years ago, he would do that. And I was like, you got to stop doing that.
He still gets mad at the stat broadcast before you see it on the TV. That does.
Yeah, oh, he does. Yeah. Yeah. I shut my laptop off. I was like, I just got to close it. So it doesn't ruin
it. What kind of animal watches a game through the stat broadcast and doesn't wait the extra couple seconds to see it live? Honestly.
Know. Yeah.
That's serial killer behavior. That's scary. Like, I don't like that
bad.
For men.
He's not as bad as he used to be on it.
It's like, I'll have the stat broadcast up. But I don't look at
it. I'm not paying attention to it
until after the play happens, and I'll look at it and make a note or something.
I like to have everything pulled up before the post-game show starts, and that's part of my post-game show analysis is that stats broadcast, but I will not look at it.
Texas says, I'm a lifelong Kentucky fan. I always buy the hype every year, but I'm throwing in the towel this year. I give up on Calipari. Well, you guys talk about who do you want for a football coach? Who do you want for a Kentucky basketball coach?
I don't think
we're not doing that.
No, I don't think that's that's anything that I want to get into right now.
You
I'm not.
Guys gave $8-9 million.
Yeah,
to Mark Stoops
for losing to Vanderbilt.
Can you imagine if I'd have told you a few years ago? When I kind of heard about it, I thought it's fake. I thought there's no way it's real.
Yeah, like this is
it's
not fantasy. Really happening.
No, it's like it's fantasy.
Yeah.
He loves him, but he doesn't love him this much.
He does, man. I don't know what it is. I mean, Stoops is everything that Mitch Barnhart wouldn't like. So that's why I don't understand. He talks a lot of trash. His program's kind of rogue.
Opposites attract, Strebel.
I guess, man. Maybe Stoops talks a big
he
game.
He is his bad boy.
Maybe he is his bad boy.
He's
yeah.
his bad boy.
He's his bad boy. I can't quit him.
Bad boy.
I can't quit him.
I can't quit the bad boy.
He's not good for
just
me.
Just date a nice guy.
Yeah, there's a nice. Lake Kiffin's just a nice guy.
Roger down the street is a nice guy. Right. Date him.
Urban Meyer, nice guy.
Urban Meyer,
he's an accountant.
Guy.
He's got a steady job. He's not always asking you to
Urban
pay for his
at, Urban at the Tin Roof with a girl on his lap.
Oh, boy.
You tell me you wouldn't like that for
yeah,
content?
I love that.
Yeah, Stoops just leaves the area and all of his coaches get, you know.
In trouble. Yeah. Apparently he's in Colorado a couple weeks ago.
Is that with the ex-wife?
Yes. And they were like a Halloween party in Colorado together.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what's going on with
what
that.
What Stoops dress up for Halloween as?
Dude, I want to see that costume so bad.
What is 4379680?
I swear, it's going to be something terrible.
By the way, the last three games, I'm pretty sure I have it confirmed. I mean, your boy Vince Merrill wasn't wearing a headset.
Oh, I'm
like,
not
they showed him a few times on the sideline. Oh. There was no headset.
That picture where Stoops is like going in on that ref.
Yeah, it looks like a chipmunk.
And yeah, look, even though he looks like the Vince Merrill's face in the background.
With no headset.
Great. No headset. No, with no headset. He's got the UK toboggan on. No headset. He just looks horrified. Like, oh my gosh. Like, even he's taken aback.
Yeah, you messed up the first couple minutes of the game, Stoops. Shocker, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder if they do. I wonder if we do all of this and 3 minutes into the game, Kentucky starts doing dumb bleep. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're going to do this to the very end, even against Scott Satterfield.
Even against Scott Satterfield.
Even against
Louisville.
Scott Satterfield.
Trying to battle from the Liberty Bowl to
the Big Gun
ReliaQuest Bowl. I mean, that's the bowl they're playing for on Saturday. It's either Liberty or ReliaQuest. That's it. Those are the bowls.
Those are the bowls.
That's what they're going for. I know.
One of them's Vegas. That'd be kind of cool. You ever been to Vegas? Why don't you guys go
to
Vegas?
Been to Vegas? Yeah, I've been to Vegas.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. It's been a while. But yeah, the wife and I, we took a little mini trip to Vegas. Had a nice long weekend
out there.
We had a blast. Yeah.
We walked around. We didn't gamble any, but we walked around.
Gambled.
And we had one of those big flamingo drinks, right?
We gambled. We
there you
good,
go.
We had a good time.
Where'd you sit down? Would you gamble?
We did a little blackjack.
Oh, yeah.
Did some slots.
A little slot?
Yeah, yeah.
Do a little
like
slot action?
Yeah, that's what
Who
we
doesn't?
Did. Did some roulette.
How about that?
You gotta spin that wheel every once in a while, you know?
Texter says, mute Jack. His voice stinks.
Oh, you're right.
Texter
Jack's
says, Strebel is Calipari's B. Oscar was Timmy's B.
I've been bagging on Calipari for 3 hours.
Texter says, Toppin should have guarded Timmy the whole time to keep Oscar out of foul trouble. Well, and because Timmy could easily score on him, yeah, besides those two things, yes. I would agree on both of those things.
He could easily score on Oscar. He
but Oscar
like
doesn't
plays.
Know the plays, so,
yeah,
there you know.
Yeah, that was just a load of BS. And no, I don't believe that. I do not believe that he doesn't know the plays. I think Calipari is trying to shift blame, and he's shifted over to Oscar Tshiebwe because he knows he can take it, and he knows that everybody loves Oscar, so they're not going to be too hard on Oscar.
Bro, Oscar,
that's what he's doing.
Arkansas doesn't, like, hit the rim.
No, they
like,
do not look
Arkansas
good.
Hasn't hit rim on, like, they've hit with the rim once.
They're like C.J. Frederick out there shooting threes is what they look like. And then they try to do an alley-oop and just threw it out of bounds.
Texas says Stoops as a minion.
I can see the goggles, the overalls. That's actually pretty good.
You want to read this one?
Okay, yeah.
You want to read this
one?
Come here.
All right. Look at KP.
Look at KP
calling
coaching.
Out the plays. He's calling
he's
out the plays.
He's coaching right now.
Maybe mother has it. Oh, ooh. Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Things are getting weird in the Barnhart household. The Barnhart barn.
Speaking of I just come out here to the barn. JJ Trainer with a bucket.
Look at that. He's a unicorn.
He is. I mean, KP's only had a few months with him, and he's averaging 2 points a game.
Yeah. It's all,
4-3.
Arkansas's not good.
Texas says the world's biggest mismatch is Jimmy Sexton versus Mitch Barnhart. Sexton always does a good job, but crushes Barnhart in every negotiation.
You know what?
Because Mitch Barnhart's against nobody.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nobody.
He's bidding against nobody.
He is. He's like, yeah, exactly. It's like you're giving all this money, and no one's like knocking down the door to get it Stoops. Nobody. I don't understand it. It's unreal. I've never seen anything like that, except for when Tom Juric gave Petrino that contract.
Texter says, 4379680, he kept trying to tell Big Rig last week that Timmy was going to give Oscar that work. He wouldn't listen. Look what happened.
Yeah, the guy said the same text last night.
I mean, everyone did that.
I know.
Everyone
said the same text.
I mean,
the same text
a lot of people
times.
Have done that, so I just can't
I
trust
it.
You.
Yes. I get it. There you go.
Texter says, UK could have used that 8 mil and got Gus or Fickell, yet they settled for Stoops. Fickle's
like
a good
Fickell.
Point.
Fickle's a good one. That's a really good one.
Would you rather have Fickell than Stoops? Oh, I don't think Mitch Barnhart. I don't think it's even close.
No, no. Fickle's. I mean, Cincinnati took a step back this year.
You want Fickle
still top
or not?
25, and they've only had one loss. I'd like Luke Fickle. He's been in the college football playoff, baby. Who wouldn't want a coach that's been in the college football playoff?
Texas says Stoops should dress up as the Hamburglar. Do we have Stoops on the NIL, Jack? By any chance?
Are you talking about giving money to the NIL?
Jack's engrossed in this game
he
right
is.
Now.
I'm surprised he answered you.
Bottom of the barrel game. Go ahead, Jack. Here was Mark Stoops earlier today.
I'm a big boy. I can handle people wanting more. You know, I want more, too. You know, and... You know, believe me, I wish I could take some of that contract I just got and give it to my players and give it to these, you know, collectives that everybody goes, because I certainly would. I wish they'd let me do that. I promise you I'd donate back to the players.
How about that?
I wish he could, too.
How about that?
I wish Mark Stoops could put a lot of money in that collective. He'd be the
cock of the walk.
What's the number one level? The captain? The colonel?
The colonel?
The colonel is at the top level. You'd be a colonel? That's what...
And says Mitch hates alcohol and Stoops has his own brand of bourbon. Oh, yeah, the difference
yeah, the
between
difference,
the
oh, there's
two.
Another one, yes. Yeah. Another good difference. Yeah.
No, that's a big difference.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
a huge difference.
I don't know if Mitch hates alcohol. He hates peasants to have
He hates
it.
Peasants drinking alcohol yeah. the way Qatar.
Those are two different things.
The way Qatar hates peasants having alcohol. It's the same.
Yeah, by the way, like you guys saw like the fan of like Ecuador who was like taunting like the princes.
Yeah.
At the World Cup. It's like, bro, you might not want to do that.
Yeah, you might be in a
like,
cell.
Like, I'm like, no, man, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, that looks miserable. Like, it's always scary. Like, people's trying to find beer and sneak beer in. I'm like, I'm not going
I'm
to
not,
jail.
No, in Qatar.
In Qatar for an IPA.
No, hell no.
Like, it's just not happening.
I could drink that in my hotel room.
Man,
I
got no interest in that. Zero.
No, no.
I'd go to, like, you know, if it was at a... obviously, if it was in the United States.
Yeah.
You know,
but in Qatar, they'll never see you again. You're gone. You're gone for good.
Do you see the Englishmen that ended up hanging out with the princes, like
no.
in their big home and like their lions and stuff?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. Of course they have lions. I mean, yeah.
As a tiger, some the bobcat, some sort of.
So it's like a big cat.
It's a big cat.
A big feline.
It's
yeah.
a big feline.
Hey, Jason's it's got a big. Got a big cat.
Texas says Stoops dresses up as Frisch's boy.
The big boy. That's a good one, too. We had a good couple good...
Texas says, I didn't know Jurich worked for UK now. Well, the funny thing is there's a buyout, so Kentucky's protected. It's like $4.5 million. If a school really wanted him, if Nebraska really wanted him,
yeah,
they would pay the $4.5 million. Like, that's not a problem, brother.
It did go
it's
up,
not a problem.
It did go up from $1.2 million to $4.5 million. Because that's what it was. It's like 1.2. So it did increase by a little bit.
But, I mean,
no, you're right.
But here's the thing. They're trying to fool you with that.
Yeah,
like that number is trying to make it sound. Well, you know, they really upped his buyout.
They're trying
it's
to
like,
soften the blow.
Okay. Like, I don't know. Those are usually monster buyouts.
No, they are. Especially when you have a contract with that much money, you figure the buyout would be much bigger than that. But no, Mitch Barnhart's like, oh, no, I trust Stoops to do the right thing and stay in Kentucky. I don't need massive buyouts. I trust my guys.
Texas says Louisville playing a top 10 opponent isn't bottom of the barrel, Andy. Did I call bottom of the barrel?
You did.
Okay, well, I mean,
well, both teams
it's a
like
15-16-point game. They can't make a shot. Louisville can't make a shot. Kentucky can't make a shot. Sidney Curry looks like he's a dude that like came out of retirement.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Like Al Horford comes
yeah.
back. He might still be playing. I don't know.
He's still playing.
Is he still playing? I know he played for the
you
Celtics
don't know Al
Horford's season.
Still playing?
I know he played the,
Shame on you.
The Celtics last season. He actually did pretty
All
well
I do is
in,
follow the Cats.
In the playoffs. He did pretty well. But.
All I know is the Cats and Scary Terry, what he's doing.
Yeah, the Celtics don't have any big blue boys on the team. So how the hell am I supposed to know anyone that played for Boston? The Yankees.
Blankenbaker was like just very proud of Montrezl Harrell today.
For what?
Who took the ball from Giannis?
Oh,
in the post game, whatever.
Boy.
He found a lot of pride. That's the kind of guy he is. That's why he's made it, because he's a tough SOB.
Because he's tough. Didn't he and Giannis's brother get into it a little bit? Was that what it was?
Oh, I got no idea.
I think it was Giannis's.
Is that what happened?
I don't know if he took the ball from Giannis or not. I do know he got into an argument with Giannis's brother.
Texas says Stoops will be the Penguin
for Batman. He does waddle. His waddling.
You know
game,
who waddles way better than him?
Who?
Bert Bielema.
100%. Oh my gosh! I was watching that game, I mean,
Bielema's waddling around.
He is. He had that big coat on, that big Illini coat. I was looking up pictures of Bielema, like when he was in Wisconsin.
Oh yeah.
And the amount of weight that man's gained, I was like, he's a football guy. I do too. I was rooting for him. I felt terrible when he wasn't getting. He was also calling phantom calls. He's telling them officials. He's like, what are these phantom holding calls? I was with Bert. I want him to win.
Texas says Mitch Barnhart's on the board of directors of the World Cup. No beer. Thank you, sir.
Never heard
that
joke.
Thank you. No offense.
That's a new one.
It's played out. Everyone got that out of their system in the last few days.
Friday,
Saturday, whatever it was.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Saturday, boy, those Sea Blue quickies up a little bit late, Streeble.
I told you, I had a haircut.
I mean, they're up at like 11:30.
Yeah, I didn't get home.
Yeah, but you got to have them ready to go. You just hit publish in the morning.
No, because because you don't get the days, that like the early day news. You just get the news from the night before. And who wants that? There's new stuff in the morning, especially on a Saturday morning, a big
sports
day.
So you're saying
day.
You got to wait for everyone to put up their content so you can link
it's
it.
It's an aggregate. You know how it works.
There you go.
We know how this is.
So you were doing everyone a favor by having them at 11. So they're really not the morning quickies. They're the midday quickies. That's what
Saturday they were.
That's what they need to be.
They're the midday rush quickies.
Yeah, on Saturday they were midday. I was busy. I had things I had to do.
I thought my joke was good. No, kids, you get the same haircut as your father until you're old enough to make your own decisions.
No,
so what did everyone go?
What
Kellen go with? A fade? What did he go with?
Yeah, he's looking good.
He's looking good.
Yeah, he's got the little line in
what
his hair.
What did Wyatt go with?
He wanted the fade as well.
Same thing.
Yeah, they can
very
what
similar.
They want.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't make them choose what they're going
to do. So why are you going? Has to be like Kellen to be respected by his dad.
No.
Arkansas missing free throws, man. Arkansas is not
good
right now.
They're missing everything.
I was going to ask something, but I can't remember what it was. It doesn't matter.
Lane violation.
Texas says 437-9680. Stoop should dress up like his father, Josh Heupel.
Josh Heupel got waxed. It was pretty funny.
Texas says, I didn't know Tom Jurich worked for UK blocking media access. Who's getting blocked media access?
I don't think
access?
Anyone's getting blocked.
Someone getting blocked for media access?
KSR, Matt Jones?
Well, they just can't do a one-on-one with Cal.
Yeah, that's all. Everything else.
Can't do a one-on-one with Cal.
They get Stoops whenever they want him.
Yeah.
He wants Stoops right now. I got Stoops right now.
You want to get Stoops?
Stoops? I got Stoops.
You want to whine about
you
some
want
NIL?
I'll whine
about NIL for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'll call him up right
now. I'll do a 10-minute whine session.
You want some Brad White? We'll get Brad White on the line. How about that?
Brad White's boring. No offense.
He is boring.
Brad White's got to be thinking, why didn't I go to LSU? Has anyone made Jack a worse decision than him? Could it be at LSU right now, balling? I'd be the SEC
with Brian Kelly.
Championship. Yeah, SEC champion.
Well, you'll never get fired at Kentucky, though.
Then
so.
He'd actually go to the. Then he'd actually go to Atlanta. He'd actually be going to Atlanta right now instead of Drew Franklin pretending that they're going to go to Atlanta.
Texas says Stoops dresses up as a football school. Oh, yeah. I love it. That contract's great. 437-9680. Let's take a break on the other end. Louisville in action. We'll take you down the stretch. We have a bunch more sound. We'll get to that. Well, 30 minutes to go. Let's go. One more segment to go. 5 o'clock hour here on ESPN 680.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We have beer teas, and it's a good time here.
And James Strebel.
All right, you
My
guys.
Beer teas just died. Damn it.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, last segment, 5 o'clock hour, as always, presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors, Cox'sLouisville.com, 437-9680 if you want to jump in on the UPS jobs text line at all. 437-9680. It has been a busy day.
Very busy day.
On the UPS jobs text line today.
There's
a lot coming through today. I'm tired today. You got to be worn out.
I'm feeling
good.
What
a bad weekend for you.
It was a bad weekend, but I'm feeling good.
You got to rebound on your bad weekend.
Exactly. You got to keep chugging forward. You can't sit and feel sorry for yourself and
you got to keep
moving. The world's coming to an end. You got to keep chugging along.
I will on Saturday if Scott Satterfield does what
he
could do.
It won't be good. Yeah, that
won't be good.
No, it won't be good at all. But then if Kentucky wins, I'll be happy. I'll be back on top of the world, baby.
Oh, goodness. Give me a little bit of Blankenbaker sound, Jack, if you don't mind.
I haven't heard Blank in a while.
You haven't heard Blank today,
No,
have
I haven't
you?
Heard him since last week, I don't think.
You want to hear Blank?
I do want to hear
Again,
Blank.
Again, Blank will be in Lexington. We'll tell you where.
Surprising.
So Kentucky fans can go surround him.
Yeah, Blankenbaker.
We'll make sure we tell you the exact location.
Right.
I'll find it. I'll set out all the the longitude and latitude.
Do a little ping.
I'll do a little ping action. Give me some Blankenbaker sound on this Monday.
Talked about over the summer, you got to stack wins early because when you get down to the latter part of the year, it's going to be really, really tough. And it's
and
been the opposite.
And we were wrong.
Yeah, the early part of the season was that's where Louisville got losses. And then since they turned over to the second half of the season, they've been winning. I mean, they lost to Clemson, and you know, a lot of teams will lose to Clemson, especially in Rafale. But like, you've got to be able to go in, and like, I think it's admirable, like how they didn't quit.
Wait, hang on. Did we get a Diener snort there?
We did.
Do you think we got a Diener snort?
Is it a snort or is it a scoff?
They've been winning. I mean, they lost to Clemson, and you know, a lot of teams will lose to Clemson, especially in Rafale. But like, you've got to be able to go in.
Oh, that's a honk.
Yeah, it was a honk. Yeah.
That's a honk.
Diener,
a little morning honk.
You got to clear out those sinuses.
Diener had Scotty D in his room. They did an interview from his bed.
Oh wow!
Speaking of beds, did you happen to hear the Lachlan McClain sound?
No, I didn't hear any Lachlan
from his
McClain.
Bed. It's from
his
Facebook.
Bed.
Yeah, you want me to find it?
Yeah, I didn't know what Lachlan McClain's doing in his bed.
Well, you know what he's doing in his
bed. Well, I know. I have an idea, but I didn't know there was sound from his bed. Is this, do I need to cover my ears? Is this
well, don't do that.
Salacious sound? Like, I don't know if I should hear this.
No, it's during the Virginia game here.
Oh,
hang on.
Boy. Yeah. Okay, here it goes. He's not cursing, is he?
That's what I'm talking about! Yes, sir! That's what I'm talking about!
Yeah,
there you go.
There it is. Okay,
there you go.
Usually on those
and Scott Satterfield Scotty, we've been talking about football. Scotty Davenport is here with me on my bed.
Oh. He called him Scott Satterfield. And then he's like, he's on my bed.
He's on my bed. Blank's like, Scott Satterfield's on your bed?
Wait!
I'll be there.
I'm coming.
I'll take the first flight to Durham. I can be there in an hour and a half.
Who has a
jet
plane?
I was talking to Scott Satterfield, too. When you get to the ball at midfield, and it's 4th-and-1, and we had this situation, punt the ball.
He was talking to Scott Satterfield. That makes him so happy. It does. And there's nothing that makes him happier than that.
I'm on board. Like, and I've been on board for Satterfield.
Blank's too close to the program.
He is.
He's too close to the field.
He's in the fold.
Louisville doesn't need him this close to the field. I hate it for Blank that I have to do this, but it's how I feel.
When's he going to have a headset?
Well, he might not have one.
I don't know. He's getting closer.
Maybe next year. You think next year
he's getting closer to that sideline, Andy? You know, he's going to push and rummage out of the way. He's palling up with Hurd. He might have a headset.
Let me ask you this:
the director of recruiting ops,
437-9680. For the next 5 years,
yeah,
you feel better about Stoops or Cal?
Ooh.
Now you're going to say Cal. If I gave you 5 years, who knows how long Cal's going to be there? And then you mentioned, Fickell, you mentioned other guys, if you were going to spend that much money that you could have, you know, got.
Yeah.
All this is very hypothetical.
Yeah, exactly.
That you would get Urban Meyer if you had, I mean, listen, if you got 9 for Mark Stoops, what's another
Herb.
1 or 2 mil for Herb?
Exactly.
Okay,
yes.
And to bring Urban Meyer. So if I told you Stoops or Cal in the next 5 years, you're taking Cal. I mean, the majority of Kentucky fans would still do that.
Take Cal because I mean, next year looks like it has 6-6.
What coach would get
it?
You to swing that pendulum?
Like football coach?
Yeah, like throw Urban Meyer out. Let's throw him out. Okay.
I mean,
who would it be? Anyone?
It would be.
Would it be Luke Fickell?
It would be Luke Fickell or Kiffin. It'd be Kiffin or
Kiffin. So I gave you Kiffin or Cal for the next 5 years. That would be enough for you to go to Kiffin. That's what I'm asking. Yeah.
He's done a lot at multiple schools. He's gotten better as a coach. I mean, he's been a top 10 coach most of this season. He was a top 10 coach.
Well, I mean, last few weeks.
Last season.
I mean, they got blown out. They were embarrassed at Arkansas.
Yeah, they were.
They lost the last couple, but we understand what Lane brings.
Yes, he brings excitement. He brings recruiting. He brings winning. I mean, he is a winning coach. There are things that I don't know, man. It just, with Stoops, it just feels like you had your run with him, and I think it's a little premature pull. I mean, if they gave him $9 million after 9-3, I get it. But, like, this season's been such a disappointment and a letdown. It's like, why are we giving him $9 million now? And the next season, they don't have a quarterback. I mean, you brought that up earlier. Who's your quarterback?
Well, here's my biggest contention, and I think you are going to have even a bigger issue. I think the contract for a group of people that includes you is going to be difficult, and quite frankly, probably includes me as well, and that is the money that Mark Stoops is making. I don't care about it.
No.
But it's not going to raise expectations. Him being paid $8-9 million and at times being paid more than John Vincent Calipari. Number one, that's a shot at Cal. There's no doubt about it. It's calculated. It doesn't matter. There's no argument there.
Barnhart's doing everything he can to try to run him off.
But it's not going to raise expectations. Like, I don't think our Kentucky fans going to start using that number against him. They weren't using 5-6 million, and he's got the 53rd ranked recruiting class right now.
I think when you're getting upwards to $10 million, I think that's a different story. I do. I really do.
I wish you're going to use it against him.
Yeah, if you're making $9 million, you go 6-6.
Do you think Mitch Barnhart feels differently?
Obviously, he does. Yes.
No, but I'm saying, is the standard at Kentucky, is it different now? No, if Mitch Barnhart did an interview, he would say the standard, this is not good enough, that now it has been raised where Mark Stoops, like, he actually has to win a set amount of games. That's never something he's ever had to operate under.
Here's why I think Mitch Barnhart likes it better and he's okay with it, because he feels like with Mark Stoops, that Mitch Barnhart gets credit for Mark Stoops. He gets credit for raising the profile of the football program,
building a facility,
facilities, having the recruiting room, paying coaches, all the, like, that makes him feel good. He gets more pats on the back because it's more expected for Kentucky basketball. It's expected to win. And Mitch Barnhart was expected to hire someone like John Calipari and get a national championship. That's what he's expected to do. With Mark Stoops, the football, quote, success has not been expected historically in Kentucky. So for Mitch Barnhart, able to do that and raise the profile of the program to some extent, not to the extent that we're talking right now, but he's been able to raise that profile. And so he's rewarding Stoops, and that makes him feel good.
Okay, so what I hate about this is now this is going to become the number one piece of analysis going forward.
With $9 million?
Mark Stoops loses. I mean, immediately, Strebel, the story was that all this was around Vanderbilt and how funny that was and everything else.
And they hit
and if
the
you go out and you lose to Louisville,
and then you, to the $9 million,
it's going
to
be used against them. And you come out next year and go 7-5.
It's going to.
Well, I'd like to listen. I mean, that might be the way you feel. I just
they had to play Alabama
with guys that are. The roster turnover
losses.
And the coaching turnover, I think, is going to be. I don't know about substantial, but there's a lot of different pieces that are going to be there. We don't know yet. Mr. Bill, you don't have the starting quarterback and the starting running back yet.
No, I don't. That's what scares me.
Well, I understand why you're scared. I agree.
Yeah.
But the flip side could be, what if it's something awesome?
It could be something awesome, but at the same time,
You're paying a guy $9 million and you don't trust
him. He better do it. I don't trust him.
It's way too early to be setting expectations for next year with –
Well, bingo.
If you're paying $9 million,
just like Mel Tucker.
Yeah, exactly. Bingo.
Mel Tucker's getting paid $95 million to be 1-2 against Tom Allen.
And lost. Yeah, exactly.
Lost to Indiana. No, how did they lose that game? Because obviously,
I was watching the game. And then I ended up going to the Louisville game. So I left my house. They were down 24-7. And then my dad texted me while I'm at the station tailgate saying,
they have the ball to driving to tie the game. I was like, what the bleep? But,
I'm just trying to eat a drink of vodka lemonade, Dad. Yep. Leave me alone. Like,
yeah, but, Jack, IU won that game completing two passes.
Really?
Is that Lynn Bowden? Yes. Lynn Bowden back there? Yeah.
Yep. Do they run a wide receiver?
No, it's a backup quarterback. Yeah, it's a freshman quarterback. But
the one you love?
I like him, but it's less. Yes, he was a 4-star.
Yeah,
but it's less about it's less about the quarterback and more about they've just lost so much faith in the offensive line. They're like, we cannot block for this man, so we would rather just try to run the ball instead of like.
I like it, Tom Allen. Tom Allen threw out a wrinkle.
By the way, we got to talk about Jack for a second. He was at Top Golf and he had an Indiana beanie and he had a Louisville sweatshirt.
Yeah. No, I didn't see the Louisville sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I just saw the Indiana beanie. Jack, what are you doing? You can't do that.
He did it in public.
Oh my God!
He did it at Top Golf.
Whatever.
Oh, the land of man. Terry Myers. Terry.
Did you see Terry?
I did not see Terry. I didn't see Terry. I didn't see Locke. Man.
Benetti?
No, well, didn't
Locke
Benetti?
Was in bed. Yeah, you're probably there at 9 o'clock.
That is true. Yeah, yeah. I went to
Who went? Who went? Because I went on. I went opening day. I went Friday randomly. My dad was in town. We had nothing to do. He actually likes that, so we went.
Cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jerry was there and everything.
My dad
got interviewed by Paul Miles. 84 WHAS.
Oh, wow, how'd that go? Did he make the cut? Did he get on TV?
That would be radio.
No. Oh, I'm sorry, radio. Yeah. I'm sorry. Did he make it on radio?
I don't know. I didn't listen to it.
Anyways, I might be back at Topgolf tonight.
Oh, who's going tonight?
Ethan, because he wasn't there, so he got a group together. He asked me if I wanted to go. I was like,
nice.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Wow,
so there was a group of about 10 of us on Saturday.
Was it the boys, or was it family, or what?
It was the boys and a couple girlfriends. So it was fun.
Nice.
They're very good.
You got those girlfriends? Any single friends,
yeah.
Jack?
We got to figure that one out.
Right. You got to have a good lie.
I know. I got to work on my lie.
Yeah.
We'll help
really
you.
Good. Yeah.
We'll help you. Texas says Wandell Robinson's a bum. We tore his ACL, so there you're happy.
Yeah, it's not his fault. He tore his ACL, Texter. I mean, gee whiz. But what do you want from
him?
He's
not a bum. He's a bust. There's a difference.
He hasn't been healthy yet. When he's healthy, and he's playing. He's really good.
Okay, Cerebral.
He had how many yards he had before he got hurt?
I mean, he had a fine game.
He did, he's getting hurt.
One
it's
of
bad
the
luck.
Three that he's played
he's
in.
He's snake bit.
Availability matters, Cerebral.
I agree.
Right?
It does. No,
availability is the biggest skill.
It is.
And he's not going to be available. Of all the guys we could have taken.
Yeah.
So that's great. That's really nice. What do you guys want to do?
Well, you know, the best ability is availability.
Availability. Yeah, that's what I was going for. What other sound do we have here as we limp to the finish line?
Do we want more post game? Do you want more old Timmy stuff?
I want old Timmy stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, give me Scribble old Timmy stuff.
I mean, that played enough.
Drew Timmy dominant last night over Kentucky. Who just looked bad last night.
They did. They looked terrible.
Kentucky fans just want to win games.
That's all we want to do.
Everyone else can look good early in the year, but Cal needs 80,000 practices when they were supposed to have those.
Exactly, you
got it on the line
Gonzaga's
today.
Roster is mid-level roster. They're not as good as they were last year. That's what I understand about them. Like, this Drew Timmy coming back, rocketed them to
what
number
is
one.
It, Jack?
Kentucky's going to smack them.
All right.
Ugh. Whatever the spread is, take Kentucky.
Thank you.
I'm telling you.
Right
I
now.
Can't wait. I can't wait. He had a little thing. I don't understand.
He gets you so riled up.
He can't play.
I love it.
You know why he gets me riled
no,
up?
No, it's fine. We all have players like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's got to be the cock of the walk on the court when he's beaten down.
The Brock
Mary,
of the walk?
Or Brock of the walk.
Brock
good
of the
one,
walk.
Jack. Good one.
Thank you. When Brock Doman.
He's beating those bum teams. And then when real teams play him, he ain't strutting. He doesn't strut so much when Arkansas is working.
Plus, he doesn't have Chet this year.
No Chet. No Chet.
No Chet.
No Nimhard.
No Nimhard.
No Suggs.
No Suggs. No Nimhard. None of that. None of that. You got Hunter Salas and Nolan Hickman.
And neither one of those guys were good.
Come get some, big boy. Come get some. That's not an NBA-level team. You don't have NBA-level players. Let's get it. Ooh, I can't wait for that game. I cannot wait for that
I was
game.
So excited last night.
Oh.
I was locked in. And that's the thing is the guards weren't for Gonzaga weren't good either. Kentucky was just bad.
Who are you
they
worried
were
about the most?
So bad.
Who are you worried about the most?
As far as Kentucky players?
Well, yeah. I mean, we thought they had a deep team. And when they played quality opponents, Uganda's not playing.
Right.
Oh, goodness.
Livingston's not playing. Collins not playing.
Livingston's a mess. CJ Frederick takes a big time step back. Reeves is a step back.
Those are the two that worry
like
me
the most. Oscar and it's you
Wallace.
Know in Wallace. I'll still
and
roll
Wheeler
with Wheeler.
I still think
he's going to be at least average.
He'll have some games where he's good. Like
outside of those three, I don't trust anything that's going on.
I don't trust
Jacob Toppin.
No, and that's the thing is like what the scariest thing was last night when I'm watching all this. I'm like, this is going to be the story all season, I feel like, with this team. They'll beat up on the teams they're supposed to beat up on. They'll beat them by, you know, they'll cover the spread against them. Whenever there's a decent team a good team, a top 25 team, they're going to get
beat. Well, I don't know if I should be worried or not because it's very early, but, I mean, the results thus far are really disappointing. And now, I mean, at some point here, they go into their coma where they played home against a bunch of scrubs. And, you know, I mean, let's be honest.
They don't play anyone worth a damn until December 17th now.
See, right.
Because all they have is bye games and Michigan, which Michigan almost lost to Ohio last night and got wiped by Arizona State earlier this week.
Yeah,
while Hunter Dickinson is great, they're not a good team. So UCLA's the game now. You have to beat UCLA.
Yeah.
You have to. All the pressure's on. You need to beat UCLA on December 17th, or else you're not going to have anything to show for the non-conference season.
It's definitely like snooze mode, cruise control until that game, because you're right, they're going to play a bunch of nobodies, and they'll look good, and then C.J. Frederick or Antonio Reeves will have 20-plus points, and somebody else will come out and have a good game.
Save that.
It'll mean nothing. It'll mean nothing because it's against nobody. And that's the thing is, like, usually those games, you just have fun and just watch them work teams. You're like, oh, yeah, that's fun. Like, I don't even care right now. I don't care if they beat these teams by 20, 30 points. It doesn't matter. None of it matters.
Can I get some ISIL sound, Jack?
Oh, yeah. We heard a little ISIL. Yeah.
You want to hear some ISIL
Absolutely.
Sound? All right. The ISIL missile. Let's hear some Dan ISIL sound on this Monday.
When Jimmy Dykes, who is was doing the color commentating on the game, and then Fonz and Seth Greenberg in the studio at halftime are only talking about your lack of effort and your lack of fight. What in the world is going on? You're playing in an unbelievable atmosphere against the number two team in the country, and that's the kind of effort you put forth? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. What
Dan Issel
in the world
it.
Is Jacob Toppin? What's he doing taking 4 3-pointers?
Yeah.
What's Sahvir Wheeler doing taking 4 3-pointers? Livingston plays 8 minutes, Louie, last night. He takes one shot. It's a 3-point air ball. What are these guys doing taking 3-pointers? I mean, if your 3-point shooters can't make them, how in the world do you think you're going to make them?
Get to the basket, Lou. Tell them, Dan. Get to the damn basket.
Did you say Lou?
I almost said Louie called Dan as a Louie.
Don't ever do that again.
I'm with Dan. Take him to the damn basket. Quit popping these threes. He's right.
I'm a little disappointed in Cal. Cal keeps using this excuse that, you know, we haven't practiced together. He can't run the plays because he hasn't practiced. We've only had this many. I mean, if he said we haven't practiced once in his post-game comments, he said it about 12 times. Well, let me tell you something, Louie. There are things on the court that you can do if you've never met one another, and Kentucky doesn't do those things, and that's my biggest concern.
How about that?
Dan is right. He would have brought the fire. He would have brought it against Timmy. He would have been ready to go.
By the way, Louisville's crawling back in the game. All right, Jack, we're getting out of here. Let's get out of here for today. We're back at it on Tuesday 3 o'clock. We'll have you on Wednesday. Of course, Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. We'll have Friday action as well to get you ready for the games. Kamari Lance playing well in this game.
He hasn't made a shot
in 3 weeks.
No.
I still think
he's made a shot, but he's at least trying.
No, he's made a couple shots.
Has he?
Just a minute ago.
Okay. He's made two.
He did drive this. He missed the layup, but he went to the basket.
There you go. He's a star. He's that guy. All right, let's get out of here. Bonus hour coming up next.